It's Marketplace Tech for Wednesday, May 8th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. More and more, we've been talking about the Internet of Things, not a network of computers, but networks of devices that talk to one another. Well, the U.S. military is thinking about the Internet of Things as well, and there are some big problems. The Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency is requesting creative ideas for building what are called ad hoc networks. Mark Rich is program manager at the Strategic Technology Office of DARPA.
The ad hoc networks that we use are a little like a conference call where everybody is sharing the resources of this ad hoc network. So you think about if you have 50 people on a conference call, it's a very different experience than if you have three or four. That's not the best kind of service that we need for our military systems. So we're trying to come up with better ways of sharing ever larger networks. Think about conference calls of 2,000 participants or 5,000 participants and how that would work.
Rich hopes to get ideas creative enough that they could come out of a tech startup. DARPA will look at abstracts at an upcoming conference this summer.
Marketplace Tech is supported by the Economic Development Authority of Fairfax County, Virginia, home to more than 6,000 technology companies at powerofideas.org.
All this week, we're talking about the near future of tech, what's coming in the next decade. Let's look at what's coming in our own industry, media. Kara Swisher is the co-executive editor of the Wall Street Journal-affiliated tech news site All Things D. She says any media company that wants a future needs to be thinking about going mobile in every way.
How it's distributed, how it's read, how it's consumed, how it's discovered. I think it's going to be really important for content providers to really start to think about how they're packaging and selling their content in order for users to find it and pay for it.
What do you think are going to be successful forms of media that get on mobile?
Well, right now, a lot of the ones that are getting funded do aggregation of other people's content. So that's not really making content. But I think what's really important is how to reach your customers, because mobile just doesn't entail a smartphone. It's also tablets. And I think they're perfect vehicles to read long-form journalism, too. So it's not as if, everything has to be short and stupid. What I think you have to do is figure out a way to be more appealing and, I guess, sell yourself a little more, which I think journalists had gotten a little bad at. Better headline writing, better entry into stories. One thing that's clear is you're going to need smaller staff. These large staffs are really sort of a thing of the past, unfortunately. And you have to really move on a much quicker basis.
Let's just talk briefly about Facebook and Instagram. So it's now been a year, right, since Facebook bought Instagram for $1 billion. What do you think? Was it the right move?
I really do. I think it was a critical move for Facebook, which had been mostly a desktop application. And they really didn't have a mobile strategy to speak of. Since then, they've done quite a lot in the area. But Instagram was sort of the beginning of that. Here's an app that they kept the brand name of, that they didn't integrate into Facebook heavily, and yet it still benefited from being part of Facebook, and allowed it to keep doing what it was doing, which was create a very delightful single-use app. It reminds me a lot of Google's purchase of YouTube, which was much pilloried at the time for the $1 billion price tag it paid. So I think it was a critical purchase. It's a question of whether they can keep it innovative or not.
Kara Swisher, co-executive editor at All Things D, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks a lot, Ben.
And before we go, take a listen to this. It's audio from an animated video based on oscillating sine waves that create sound, and it's awesome. You can watch Daniel Sierra's thesis project for New York School of Visual Arts at marketplacetech.org. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's today's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.